I'm frustrated you guys as a defensive group with how you played today.
I mean, you know, we came in. We didn't want to, you know, drop our standards or anything. We wanted to make sure we came in and put something out there that we could be proud of, and I think we did. Probably got a little more leaky than we wanted to toward the end of the game, but there was a couple plays here or there. I'm not sure this might be the team they might have rushed for the most that we've been up all year or close to it. But, you know, other than that, I thought it obviously was a great day. The turnovers were scored on defense. You know, block field goals. It was a good day. Obviously, good day.
How bad was the weather?
I mean, it doesn't matter. They played in the same weather we did. It was one of those things that I think we fed off it. We had fun. It makes it one of those physical games that you got to kind of be patient and run the ball, try to be physical, and that's the type of game we like to play. So defensively, didn't bother us at all.
Jalen Mills said that I guess with some of the coaching staff getting on him for not being having a lot of return.
No, I've been getting on him for not having a return.
That's you.
All right. That was a good one. He shut me up on that play. You know, we've been doing a decent job of getting turnovers, but you know, scoring on those opportunities is something that we wanted to take the next step to. And Jalen's been playing a big for us all year, and you know, that was probably the biggest play of all of them.
He said he went right to you though afterwards.
No, yeah, he definitely. Well, he didn't have to go far. I was right behind him. But, yeah, I'm every day messing with him about the lack of his return skills. But like I said, he put in the end zone that one. That was a pretty good return.
How come Jalen's interception came on third down? I think you guys got six picks on third down this season. What's been the biggest reason for the turnaround and improvement in third down performance this year?
Well, I know for a fact that it's a lot to do with our preparation, our emphasis on third down during the week, our game plan, our execution, and then once we get to the game, you know, our ability to win one-on-one matchups, ability to play the situation, whether it's third and short, third and long. Our defensive front has a lot to do with that. Guys on the back end making the plays we need be, and it's been one of the calling cards for our defense, getting ourselves off the field, getting drive stopped. And today it was really, you know, important in a close game. You know, the weather's bad. We thought we could win on third down, especially if we can get them to third and three or more. And obviously was able to do that.
You guys go against your ones a lot in practice in third down situations?
No, we usually do one, like, three-play period against the ones. Yeah, and we didn't do it this week because it was a short week. But no, most of the time it's versus our scout team. They do a good job of – coaches do a good job of putting us in some tough situations, but our scout team does a great job of, like, really stressing us, giving us, you know, the hardest things we could see in our coverages. So when we get to the game, our communication is tight, players are tight, we know where to align, know where to get to, we know how offense is going to attack us, we play fast.
You guys have really handled your business against teams that, you know, might be a letdown game for some other teams, really over the last couple of years. What do you think that stems from? What has enabled you guys to kind of that consistency?
We're hungry. I mean, every game we feel like is an opportunity to establish ourselves, to prove, you know, a point, and to have fun. And I mean, that's the biggest thing. We don't look past anybody. You know, a game is an opportunity for us to compete. And anytime that we have that opportunity, we're trying to dominate. And you know, so regardless of who you put out there, you're gonna get the same effort, the same, you know, speed and enthusiasm week in and week out.
Malcolm, you guys seem to make teams one-dimensional more often than not. I know some of that is stopping the run. And then, you know, when the offense scores, it makes them into a passing situation. How important is that for you guys to just capitalize on that? When that does happen, how much do you know you kind of have the other team?
I mean, it's a huge part of what we do, especially defensively. You know, our ability to stop the run makes teams one-dimensional, and we feel like we're more dangerous when you have to pass it. You know, we got some really elite pass rushers that we can cut loose. We've got guys in the secondary that you know, fly to the ball, make plays, and we really play complimentary when we're able to do that. So, you know, and it allows us to stay patient offensively. When we're not giving up points early in the game, we can keep it, you know, close. It just, as a team, it's the same thing as a run game. You can stop the run, it helps everything. When you can run the ball, it helps everything from a complimentary standpoint. So, you know, hopefully we'll continue to put that emphasis to make teams beat us, you know, one-handed, because I don't think there are many teams that can do that.
Do you start to feel like you have them when that happens as a defense?
Well, No, I mean, you don't really – once they get one-dimensional, yeah, you feel like that you're in control. But usually they only get one-dimensional once the offense has put up a couple scores and they're forced to put it, you know, be in a situation where they have to pass it. Most teams don't quit on a run if it's a close game. So it's, you know, that making a team one-dimensional is a team effort. You know, it's not just what we do on defense. Our offense has to help us with that as well, to put this the opponent in a situation where they have to play one-handed.
You've been around several locker rooms.
Yep.
You've been around, you know, obviously for a while. What makes this team and this locker room so special to you?
I think we're standing in the moment. You know, we're not looking ahead to, you know, what can be. We're not looking behind us to what we've done. We just stand right in the moment. And I think everybody's looking for an opportunity to prove, you know, or make a point as an individual, make a point as a team. We're having fun doing it. We're sticking to the process, enjoying, you know, each other. And that's the biggest thing, is just staying in the moment.
Being a veteran and a former champion, do you feel it's your responsibility to keep the team grounded?
100%. I mean, I've been here. This is a rare thing, and that's one of the things that, you know, I tell especially some of the young players or rookies, that this doesn't happen all the time. And you don't want to start looking too far ahead and miss, you know, what's building right now. And this is a great ride that you probably won't get many times in your career. So you got to stay in the moment and enjoy every second. And I mean, we've had, you know, great examples that really keep us humble with, you know, injuries, guys that we really respect and love, not being able to take part in this has also kind of given us that perspective that we got to enjoy every game. We got to enjoy every, you know, week that we have with each other, because you never know what will happen.